Garrigan Park. During the early years of Kingston Penitentiary, labor was thought to be a key element in the reformation process. It was felt that hard work and industry by inmates were necessary to instill the discipline and character that would enable them to live an honest life. Upon arriving at the penitentiary, each inmate received a job assignment. Inmates were employed in a variety of occupations, in the kitchens, stone quarrying and cutting, carpentry, leatherworking, oakum picking, metalworking, shoemaking, and general housekeeping. Inmate labor was used to construct most of the buildings for the penitentiary. Outside contracts for cut stone were also fulfilled through the stone cutting sheds at KP. Numerous buildings throughout Ontario and the northern United States were built using KP limestone, including the Presqu'île Lighthouse at Brighton and the Mackenzie Block of the Royal Military College of Canada. Inmate work gangs were also responsible for the construction of Rockwood Asylum, the prison for women, Collins Bay Penitentiary, and the warden's residence. This site is the location of the last quarry worked by prisoners at the Kingston Penitentiary. Standing beside this rock cut can give you an idea of how deep the limestone was quarried. Limestone was quarried at various sites throughout the village and area from 1833 until 1945. For the first 25 years, limestone was quarried directly on the site of the prison for use in building the penitentiary itself. In later years, inmate quarry gangs left the institution daily to work in several nearby quarries, including this one. These particular gangs were occupied with extracting rough blocks of stone, as well as in the production of lime, which was used to make cement for building. As a sedimentary rock, limestone naturally occurs in layers that range in thickness, allowing the stones to be removed in blocks suited for building. The quarrying of building stones is a process that was carried out by hand in the 19th and early 20th century. First, all dirt and debris had to be removed. After this, the layers of limestone were exposed, and some layers could be removed by hand. Other layers required holes to be hand-drilled. Into these holes, metal wedges called plugs and feathers were inserted to force the stone to separate into blocks. If you take a closer look at the rock cut, you can see drill holes in the stone. There were several other prison quarries in the vicinity of the penitentiary. The majority were northeast of this location in the vicinity of Richardson Stadium and across Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard at the end of Oak Ridge Drive, which has since been backfilled and converted into a city park. Those prisoners who were assigned to quarry duty would leave the prison each day for work, except for Sunday. They would be marched through the village in ranks of two until they reached their work site. Inmates of Kingston Penitentiary worked outside of the prison walls until 1963. By that time, the Portsmouth area, by then part of Kingston, had expanded greatly, and the prison farmland and quarries were needed for the west campus of Queen's University and various housing developments.